We ended off last time discussing whether the requirement of bedikas during Shivin Nikiyim is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Presumably, off the cuff, we would have assumed it's a din d'rabbanan, as the Tosafot Rashi seems to write in Das Samach Tesamid Aleph. But we noted that there is a lashon of Beis Yosef that very much implies that the requirement of bedikas during Shivin Nikiyim is in fact a din d'oraisa. We'll see. This is Sefer Chinuch that seems pretty clearly to assume that way as well. So if that is the case, that there is a din d'oraisa for bedikas Shivin Nikiyim, what is the source of that din d'oraisa? The Achronim that discussed it all seem to assume that this emerges from the requirement of a safrala. As the Chasam Sofer that we ended off with last time writes, there seems to be an extra lashon of a safrala that's not necessary for the context of the pasuk. So that misafrala may be the source for this requirement of Shivin Nikiyim. The way the Chasam Sofer presents it, this is what we left off with last time in the Chidushim over here on Samach Tesamid Beis, Dibur Vaskav Nirali, that min haTorah, a woman is removed from her Cheskas Tumah once she performs the Hefsek Tarah. So Hefsek Tarah is enough to get rid of the Cheskas Tumah. However, there is some other Xeris HaKasav that tells you it should have been the case, Me'ikar Adin, that the Hefsek Tarah was enough. Along comes the Xeris HaKasav Esafrala and tells you you need something else. The extent of that something else is subject to the Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah and Samach Tesamid Beis do require 7 consecutive bedikos, or 7 days. 7 consecutive days of bedikos. Do you require 7 days of bedikos, but not necessarily consecutive? Or do you not even require 7 actual days of bedikos, at least bedi'evit? So the way the Chasam Sofer there presents Shitas or Blazer, the most makel position of Tanaim, which is how we paskin, that it's sufficient to have bedikos aleph and bedikos zayin, is that it's true that Torah tells you, the Xeris HaKasav HaSafrala tells you, that you can't rely on the Cheskas Tara created by the Hefsek Tara alone. However, as long as you can establish that there's some continual effect of that Hefsek Tara, that the woman remains clean, even if it's only through a single bedika or 2 bedikos, then that is enough to establish that presumption of Tara continues, and that fulfills the requirement of Shiva Nikiyim. The Sidrei Tara writes something similar. Sidrei Tara in Sivkat and Yudches, a paragraph beginning Umash HaKasav. Sidrei Tara in Sivkat and Yudches, paragraph beginning Umash HaKasav. He works off the Lashon of the Rashba in the Mishmeres Abayis. The Rashba in the Mishmeres Abayis, Kaf Dalet Amid Beis, in the pages from the Torah Abayis. Again, the Mishmeres Abayis is the Rashba's response to the Ra'az Bedek Abayis, which was the Ra'az response to the Rashba's Torah Abayis. In the pagination, you have the Torah Abayis in the middle, and the Mishmeres Abayis and the Bedek Abayis on either side of the margins. So the Rashba there writes in the Mishmeres Abayis and Daf Kaf Dalet Amid Beis, Be'emes kach nira min adas, da'anan lav sefurim lefaneinu be'inyan k'Rabbi Kiva k'Rabbi Yeshua. We don't paskan like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua, who both require in their own respective ways 7 full days of bedikos, be they 7 consecutive days according to Rabbi Kiva, or even 9 consecutive days according to Rabbi Yeshua. So we don't, lahalach, require that sefurim lefaneinu. Elish et tispor zayin muhzakin b'tarek b'lezer. All we require is that there be a count of 7 days that are muhzakin b'tara. That's the Shitas Blazer. You require 7 days that are muhzakin b'tara. So asks the Sidrei Tara there in Sifkati and Yuches, what does that mean, 7 days that are muhzakin b'tara? Didn't we already establish through the Hefsek Tara that she's now muhzakes b'tara? What does the Shiva Nikiyim add? The rights, the Sidrei Tara, Al Karka, the Xeris HaKosafu, Sheyu Ayamim Luchzakim the Tara, Ayde Bedika. So it must be that there's an additional Xeris HaKosaf. Again, a Me'ikar Din, the Raisa level would have been sufficient to rely on the Cheskas Tara created by the Hefsek Tara. However, the Xeris HaKosaf, as Safala tells you, you need something additional. You need to establish that the subsequent days remain Luchzakim the Tara. That's established through a Bedika. Through the bedika shavaka v'shiva nikiyim atzma milvada bedika shel hefsek tara. So you need at least an additional bedika. According to Blazer, it doesn't have to be a bedika every day, but you need at least some bedika or bedikos during the shiva nikiyim to perpetuate this cheskas tara that was begun with the hefsek tara. The Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, Yeridei Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, Tshuva's Chasam Sofer Yeridei Simen Kuf Ayin Ches has a different approach to how to view the Shiva Nekim. He writes as follows, that the requirement of Sefira, of a Sofer law, is one of the Perushim on the Kubalim from Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipia Kabbalah. It doesn't mean, as the Shalah writes, it doesn't mean that you require Sefira B'peh. That's a minority opinion. So we assume, because the Sefer Chinuch in Parshas Bahar, Mitzvah Shin Lamed, writes B'feirish, there's no requirement of actually counting the days. So that's not what the Torah requires by B'Safra La. But rather, you need some kind of an action to establish a pseudo count. He writes the following. You have to have the preparation and the intent to count. So, if you need some level of intent, simply having the intent is Dvarim Shevalev, and that doesn't affect anything. But sometimes Dvarim Shevalev works if it's Machshavaso Nikare Mitoch Masa. So you have to do a Maisa to concretize, to reflect the Dvarim Shevalev. So when a woman does the Bedika on day one, that's an indication that she is now preparing herself for Shiva Nekiyim. And that is the Maisa that concretizes what otherwise would have been Dvarim Shevalev. So if she performs a Bedika on day one, that indicates that the next 7 days are L'Shem Shiva Nekiyim. And if she performs a Bedika on day seven, that indicates that the whole previous 7 days were L'Shem Shiva Nekiyim. And then we'll discuss this more in the context of whether one or seven alone are sufficient, whether a middle day bedika could take that role as well. Well, the Chasam Sofer is saying is that the requirement of Shiva Nekiyim, the Sofer law, you don't require an actual sefira, you don't require an actual count, but you do require some kind of consciousness, awareness, or intent to label these days as Shiva Nekiyim, and that intent is indicated by the performance of a bedika. Rabbi Carr points out, page Kuf Kaftes, that this is implied in the lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Reish Zayin. Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Reish Zayin writes the following. De'ikar ha-bedika min ha-Torah. So this is where I indicate, said before, the Chinuch seems to be assuming that requirement of bedikos is min ha-Torah. De'ikar bedika min ha-Torah min yitziv v'safra la. Who below bedika ein kan sfira. So the Torah says v'safra la, you have to count. How do you count? You count by checking. Without a bedika, there's no sfira. So bedikos accomplish the requirement of the Sofer law. Rabbi Carr points out the chinuch in Parshas Bahar in Mitzvah Shin Lam and the Mitzvah Sfiras Yovel there has a slightly different presentation. So there the Sefer Chinuch is bothered. Why is it that there's a requirement of the Sofer Talacha Sheva Shanim? There's a requirement of actively counting the years leading up to Yovel, but there's no such requirement of actively counting the Yimei Sefira of Ezava. The Shiva Nekiyim, there's no requirement of Sefira, as opposed to when it comes to the years leading up to Yovel, where there is a Torah requirement of Sefira. The Sefer Chinuch says, parenthetically, there's no requirement of sfira when it comes to Shiva Nekiyim. However, Zulasi Shechayavim Sheyidu Leiv Al Yamin. There's no formal requirement of sfira, says the Chinuch, but there is a requirement to have an awareness, a consciousness that these are days of Shiva Nekiyim. Not to the extent that you actually have to verbally count, that you actually say a bracha, not that far, but there is a requirement of having an awareness of these days. So we'll talk probably next time about the famous Me'il Staka, how far does that go to have such an awareness consciousness of the Shivan Akiyam. But that's the same Rechindus parenthetical. There is a contrast between counting the years leading up to Yovel as opposed to Shivan Akiyam. Years up to Yovel, that's a din d'oraisa, you have to count. Shivan Akiyam, there's no requirement to count, you just have to have a awareness. So Rabbi Carr points out, in one place, the Chinuch writes that you have to, the Misafila is fulfilled through Bedikas. Here, he's just focusing on the awareness, so presumably the two go together. The way to concretize the awareness is through the Bedikas, which was that idea of the Chazon Sofer and Tshuva, that this is a manifestation of what otherwise would have been Dvarim Shevelev. You have to have some kind of awareness of consciousness of Shivan Akiyam, some kind of recognition, and that is reflected through the act of Bedikas. Rabbi Carr points out that may also be pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban in Daf Hei distinguishes between Daf Hei L'Chidushei Ramban in Nida, Daf Hei Menalef, distinguishes between the kind of bedika required for Hasek Tara and the kind of bedika required for Shivan Akiyam. When it comes to Hasek Tara, the Ramban writes that we require bedika schar musakim. It has to be the bedika has to go further in, it has to go into all the crevices, a deeper, more intense bedika, as opposed to the bedikos of Shivan Akiyam, where the Ramban writes, it's sufficient to have a lower level bedika, doesn't have to go as far, doesn't have to go into the chorim u'stakim. So why is it that the Hesed Tara's bedika is more intense, requires chorim u'stakim, as opposed to the bedika of Shiva Nikiyam? At Weisum Lalacha, that even Shivan Akiyam requires Chorim Mustaka. But at least L'Chachila. But the Ramban's distinction, suggests Rabbi Karp, is based on the same point. That when it comes to a Hesek Tara, the point of a Hesek Tara is to be Motzi Micheskas Tuma. So to be Motzi Micheskas Tuma, you need a higher level Bedika. As opposed to Shivan Akiyam, where all you need is an action that is indicative of your consciousness, your awareness, that you're in the count of Shivan Akiyam. So if it's just an indication, a maisa that highlights the Dvarim Shevelev, so that doesn't have to be as intense, as deep a bedika as bedikas Hesek Tara. Okay. With that introduction, I just want to go backwards a little bit before we continue to go forwards. I think Sam had raised the question last time, and I'll have to report back to him, that if you assume, either according to those Rishonim who only require one bedika every day, even l'chafila, or in a situation in which a woman, for whatever reason, is only going to perform one bedika a day during Shivan Akiyam, when does that bedika have to be performed? Does that bedika dafka, should that bedika dafka be performed b'boker, or could it be done any time during the day? So I did note last time that my impression in those Rishonim who present the requirement of one bedika day, aside from the Raiva that we'll get to, is that those Rishonim don't present Dafka Bedikas Boker, the one bedika day Rishonim. But I did find in the Shiur Shevet Alevi, here on Sif Dalet Os Gimel, he writes that in the Rishonim, those Rishonim that require one bedika day, he writes that it seems from those Rishonim that the Iker bedika is in the morning. Okay, I'm not sure who those Rishonim are. If you do a little research and find out, let me know. But he presents it as the Rishonim imply the Iker bedika is in the morning, and therefore, if someone is only performing one bedika day, that bedika should be performed in the morning. He points out the Sidrei Tara in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Katan Yud. Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Katan Yud. He quotes the Shalah that we've referenced a couple times already, the Shalah who requires a formal Sefira Shivanakiyam, Hayom Yom Rishon Lashivanakiyam, Hayom Yom Shenu Lashivanakiyam. So that Shalah writes that he instructed his wife to make this declaration of Hayom Yom Rishon Lashivanakiyam in the late afternoon. And the Siddur Torah is bothered, why should that be the case? If you assume, you don't necessarily assume that way, but if you assume like the Shalah, that there's a requirement of a formal count for the Shivanakiyam, so the Siddur Torah writes, why shouldn't that formal count be in the morning, at the earliest point, just like Sfiras Omer, we do Sfiras Omer at the earliest possible point at night. So Sfiras Shivanakiyam, if there's an analogous requirement of counting Shivanakiyam, shouldn't that be performed in the morning? So Rav Vosner quotes this as an indication, the Siddur Torah against the Shalah, that if you're only going to perform one bedik a day, it should be performed in the morning. Dayan Weiss has a tshuva about this as well. Chelet Yud Minchas Yitzchak Simen Ayin Ches Oz Beis. Minchas Yitzchak Chelet Yud Simen Ayin Ches Oz Beis. Where he presents this as a machlokas achronim, essentially those that quote the Shalah, and whether they accept the Shalah's recommendation to do the count in the evening, or assume that the count should be done in the morning. So he quotes the Chachmas Adam, Klal Kuf Yudzayin Seif Yudalid, Klal Kuf Yudzayin Seif Yudalid. Chachmas Adam endorses the practice of counting formally Shivanakiyam, and he says that should be done in the morning after the morning bedika. The woman does the morning bedika, and she says, Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shivanakiyam. As opposed to the citation of the Shalah, who instructed his wife to make the count after the afternoon bedika. So he writes that this should be Tali on that Machlokas, and if you accept the Shalah, so for those who, if you accept the Shalah's presentation, it should be done in the evening, otherwise it should be done in the morning. So his bottom line, the Dayan Weiss's bottom line, La Halacha, is that it's better to do the count in the morning, like the Siddur Torah, better to do the Bedika in the morning, if you're only going to do one Bedika a day, better to do it in the morning, like the Siddur Torah and the Chachmas Adam. Now, Rabbi Willig's position to Lechachila and do one Bedika a day, the whole basis of that is because of the potentially problematic nature of the afternoon Bedika, so then, if you're only going to do Bedika in the afternoon, that would defeat the whole purpose or rationale for such a position. Yeah, all right.
The Shalah says tell him to do one bedika?
No, the Shalah says that he instructed his wife to count the formal sphere of the path prior to the evening or afternoon bedika.
Because there's more of the idea that day was still clean, not necessarily that that's the Iker bedika.
Not necessarily.
But not necessarily the other way either. I mean, I don't think it's a proof for anything. It's not a proof that it's the Iker. It's
okay.
You could very easily explain that the Shalah is mild, but
yeah.
If you need a formal recognition of knowing that something has to be nakhi, then I'm going to obviously have a formal, a much more recognition in later in the day when 10 more hours have passed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is that the Iker B'dik according to Shalah.
No, maybe hang off. I mean, the Iker B'dik establishes that whole day was quite clean. It's all same coin, right? Okay. Now, I think someone might have asked this question last time. If not, then we can talk about it anyway. What happens, so the requirement of two bedikas a day is baboker and either samach l'shki or after minchat tam, as we discussed. So boker presumably ends at chatzos. Let's say a woman didn't perform the morning bedika before chatzos. So what does she do now? So in the Shiur Shevet Levi, he writes over there that even though there is likely no kiyum of the bedika chakras anymore, meaning to the extent that there's a requirement to two bedikas a day, Shacharis and Arvis, Arvis being before Shkiyah, so you're not going to be mekayim the formal requirement of two bedikas because you missed the morning bedika, but he still recommends that you should do two bedikas anyway. You should do one bedika as soon as you remember, and then another bedika samach l'shkiyah. Number one, not to confuse people, that if you tell people in that situation only to do one bedika, then they may get confused as to when you're supposed to do two bedikos. And anyway, we have the notion of kolamar belivdok, so you lose nothing by doing an extra bedika because there's an orientation of doing more bedikos anyway. Rabbi Forrest adds another point over here, page 205, footnote 32, volume 2, page 205, footnote 32, that given that the basis of two bedikos, the way the Beis Yosef presented it, was the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph in the context of Taros, where in order to establish that the Taros that a woman who came in contact with remained Tahor, you have to do bedika in the morning and bedika in the evening. The bedika in the morning establishes that the last 12-hour period she was Tahor, and the bedika in the evening establishes that the previous 12-hour period was Tahor. So maybe there's still a value if a woman forgot to do the bedika in the morning, remembers a half hour after Chatzos, maybe there's still a value in doing that bedika because that at least establishes that the last period of time was the Tahor. And anyway, Rabbi Forrest says, as a practical recommendation, even if you were to argue that you don't gain anything as far as the bedika shachris once Chatzos passes, but better to do bedika now anyway because maybe you'll forget to do the late afternoon bedika. So you might as well do bedika now just in case you might forget later, and then do another later one as well during the optimal time this sof hayom. Good. Let's move on now to discuss the requirement of bedikos bidi'evet. So we noted last time, Dvirwe Machlokes Tanaim in the Mishnah Samech Chasav and Beis, we pass in like Reb Lazer, that if a woman performs a bedika on day 1 and day 7 alone, she is still the Cheskas Tara. That those bedikos, 1 and 7 alone, work bidi'evet. Then the Gemara asks, two lines from the bottom, Samech Chasav and Beis, let's say she only did one of those. So what's the din? She only performed bidik on day 1. She didn't even do day 7. She did day 8, but she didn't do day 7. Do we say tchilasim is self and beinan, v'hacha tchilasim ika self and lecha? So do we say Reb Lazer requires a bedikas aleph and a bedikas zayin liikuva? See, here you only have the bedikas aleph and not the bedikas zayin. Adilma tchilasim alpha gavshein selfin. Or maybe it's sufficient to have the bedikas aleph even if you don't have the bedikas zayin. So that's maflokes amorayim. Amorav hihi. Tchilasim alpha gavshein selfin. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Even if she only did bedikas aleph, that is sufficient. She's still tahora. Rebbe Chanina Amar tchilasan v'sofan be'inan. Halacha tchilasan ika sofan leka. Now you need both tchilasan v'sofan. If you're lacking either aleph or zayin, the count is no good. How do we paskin? The Torah writes over here are based on the Rambam and the Rush that a single bedika, either on day Aleph or day Zayin, is going to be kasher b'di'evet. And as we'll see in a moment, the Ravid even paskins that a single bedika in the middle of the 7 days would be sufficient as well. The Ravid's in Shara Sfira v'habedika simen beis os hey. Shara Sfira simen beis os hey. The Ravid writes as follows. Okay, if you have my Shulchan Aruch here, it's on page Yud Gimel, in the pagination in the back for the Ravid. Ravid writes, Miu in lo baku ela yom yisho v'yom shvi tahorit. So if a woman only performs a bedika on day 1 or 7, that works. Od amr b'gemara, she'in baka b'tchilas shiva chutz b'bedikas yom ha'asako, sharkal yom lo baka, inami in baka b'self ha'shiva v'lo baka b'tchilas in tahorah. Three paskin sulfan afapisha ain't chilasan, chilasan afapisha ain't sulfan. So either day 1 or day 7 alone works. Then baka the emsa shiva below baka, loba chilasan, loba sulfan, lo shaman. But it's not clear in the Gemara, what would the din be, or we don't have a clear misora, what would the din be if a woman doesn't do bedikas aleph or bedikas ayin, but does bedikas gimel or dalit? She does a bedika on one of the middle days, but missed the first day and the last day. The rabbi writes, mistabra lakula. When it comes to a hefsek tara, nida shabaka atzma yoma shvi shachris umatsa tahor achar shiva sayam in baka matsa tamei harei zu b'cheskas tara. The chamer omer mafila b'sheni l'nidusa baka atzma matsa tahor harei hi b'cheskas tahor. So when it comes to hefsek tara, even if a woman performs a hefsek tara on day 2, and doesn't perform a subsequent hefsek tara before starting her shiva nekiyim, that works. Hacha bai v'dika v'hacha bai v'dika. Hacha sagila v'dika amsai. Hacha nami sagila v'dika amsai. So just like when it comes to hefsek tara, even if she performs a hefsek tara on day 2 of the days leading up to beginning the shiva nekiyim, that works. So too, if she would perform a bedika on day 2 of the Shiva Nekiyim, even without a bedikas aleph or bedikas ayin, that would work as well. The Rashba Kaftalah of the Beis in the Torah Sabayis and the Halsogas of the Balamor Os Gimel, the Rashba is the same page we're on before Kaftalah of the Beis. Sogas Balamor here, Os Gimel, both are bothered with the Ravid's Raya. What does one have to do with the other? What does Hefsek Tara on a day earlier than she's ready to begin the count of Shiva Nekiyim have to do with Shiva Nekiyim? Hefsek Tara for a Nida, which is more Kal than Shiva Nekiyim for a Zava. They're bothered by the Ravid's comparison. I haven't found a very good defense of the Ravid's comparison, but you can work on that. Nevertheless, even though the Rashi asks his kasha on the Ravid, he ends up in the same position l'maisa for a different reason. He writes that if bedika Zion works, if a bedika on day 7 works, then kol shekein a bedika on the middle day should work. The Rashi is assuming there's no significance to the bedika on the 7th day per se, We'll see in other Rishonim is not the case. But Rashi seems to assume that there's no significance to a day 7 bedikah over any other day. So if a bedikah works, a single bedikah on day 7 works, then the kol shekein, a single bedikah on day 3 should work. The Rashi says that in theory, but he acknowledges in practice that you should be mafmir and not rely on a middle bedikah alone. Okay, so the Raya Paskins at a middle, both the Raya and the Rashba Paskin, that a day 1 bedikah alone or a day 7 bedikah alone are sufficient. A day 3 bedikah, the Raya views as sufficient bedieved without question. And the Rashba, in theory, agrees to the Raya, but in practice, would recommend not relying on a day 3 bedikah at all. If you look in the Ra'ah, the Vedic Abayis, back to Kavdalad and Beis, in the Torah Sabayis pagination, so the Ra'ah is bothered by this position of the Rashba and the Ravid. The Ra'ah writes, it's Varav Temuim, the Anan Shivanakiyim Sifurim Di'inan. So how could it be that a middle Bidika is sufficient? Don't we require Shivan Akim Sfurim, 7 counted days. Bishlama ki ika tchilasana sofan, ika lameimar desalat lazayin sfurim. So if you have a day 1 bedika or a day zayin bedika, so that is a bookend on either side. Either you have a bedika on day 1 that begins the 7-day count, or bedika on day 7 that ends the 7-day count. That works. Tchi ika bitchilasan zayin sfurim, gri ribasrei. So if you have a bedikah on day 1, so the next 7 days are nigger after the first. If you have a bedikah on day 7, so the previous days are leading up to the last. But if you have a bedikah in the middle, you're kereach mikan and mikan. There's no count of 7 leading up to it, there's no count of 7 following it. So this is that Fasim Sofer in Tshuva that we started with, Simon Kufay and Fes, views this Ra'ah as fitting very nicely into his model, that the requirement of Shivanakiyim, of the Dikos during Shivanakiyim, is to establish, to concretize, to be the Maisa that establishes the Dvarim Shivalev of the consciousness of the 7-day count. So then, you can either have that concretization, that maisa, at the beginning of the process. You do bedikah on day 1, and that indicates, that proves, that demonstrates that the following 7 days are all connected to that first bedikah as a single unit count. Or you could have a bedikah on day 7 that indicates that the previous 7 days are all climaxing in that final bedikah on day 7. But in the middle, it doesn't fit in either direction. The Rashba here, in his defense, in Mishmaras Abayis, disputes the premise of the Ra'ah, and he assumes there's no such requirement as Sifurim. This is the Rashba that we quoted, that the Sidrei Tara discussed earlier. There's no such requirement as Sifurim. There's no requirement of having a unit, a 7 counted days, that you have to be bothered of defining these 7 days as being a single unit with a bedikah before or after. He writes, kol shekein, if it's a case that a bedikah on day 7 works, then kol shekein tishabadka be'emsa, diyama emsa havalei lekonin kibodekes besofan, ulachronin kibodekes bitkilasa. So if you have a bedikah in the middle, so that bedikah counts as after the previous days and before the following days. You don't need a bedikah that defines, that bookends, that establishes the whole unit as going forward or going backwards. You can even have a bedikah in the middle. Da'atu bishun de bedikah sa'emsa krova l'shnei ksavos migra gara v'greira sha'amar lo yadanamayi. So just because the middle bedikah is in the middle and it's closer to the end, shouldn't make it any worse. And the Ra'ah's notion of Greira the Ro's notion that somehow the days are nigrar after the day of the bedika, the Rashi doesn't see where that comes from. So it seems like, at least based on the Chasam Sofer's analysis, that's the machlokas in the Rashi. According to the Ra'a, the requirement of bedika serim shivin akiyim is to establish that you have this hakara, this realization, this consciousness that these are Shiva Nikiyim, as opposed to the Rashba, assuming something otherwise, you know, perhaps that this is just an extension of the Cheskasara established by the Hatzakara. That as we quoted from the Chasam Sofer in Tshuva, the Sidri Tara, the basic idea that on the Ikra din, the Raisa level, it would have been sufficient to have a Hatzakara to be mostly a woman, Micheskas Tamosa. The Safarla adds an additional level, additional requirement to augment that Cheskasar with something else. The extent of that something else, Machlokas Tanam, how many Bedikos li Kuva? But the minimal number of Bedikos, let's say for Blazer, just establishes the, creates an augmented Cheskasar. You can't rely on the Cheskasar alone to create a Cheskasar, you need some additional Bedika, but if the minimum is a single Bedika, so whenever that bedika is performed, be it on day 1, be it on day 3, be it on day 7, that additional bedika fulfills the additional requirement of a safrala of something beyond the original day's line, cheskas tara. Okay? We all here? Then there's another interesting line in the writer. Shara Sfira Vavadika Sim Gimel Os Gimel. So even though the writer already established that lichachila, you need a bedika once a day, every day. Bidi eved, it's sufficient to have a bedika on day 1 and day 7. But then the Rav writes the following, shara sfira bedika, simen gimel os gimel. Aval, bedika tazava, iker bedikasa bitchilas yom harishon, ubesof yom hashvi. The iker bedika of the zava is the beginning of day 1, and the end of day 7. Kidei shetehei tchilasan v'sofan b'tara. So that the beginning and the end, the bookends of the Shiva Nekiyim, are going to be b'tara. V'in batka v'achas mehan kfar amarnu shehi tohara. So as long as you did either Aleph or Zion, that works, b'di eved, at licha chila, you're supposed to have once a day, every day, but there's a middle level. There seem to be two levels of b'di'evit for the Ravid. So the lechachilu within the b'di'evit of Aleph v'Zayin is dafka b'boker b'Aleph u'b'self hayom b'Zayin. So lechachilu once a day every day. It's interesting, the Ravid doesn't tell you the once a day every day is that the morning, days 1 through 6, and the afternoon on day 7. That would stand to reason if he's telling you that Kilas of itself in Batara, but he doesn't spell it out. Right, that would be a little bit curious, but presumably that's what he would say, that the Lechachil of once a day every day, first 6 days by Boker, seventh day by Erev. But what he does say is that Lechachil once a day every day, the Lechachil of the B'di'eved is the morning of day 1, the end of day 7, and the B'di'eved of B'di'eved is either 1 or 7 any time during that day.
Or even day 3.
I'm sorry?
B'di'eved.
Or on day 3, right, or in any middle day also.
Curious, what is the middle category?
The middle category is the morning of day 1 and the afternoon of day 7. Again,
together,
both. Aval bedikas hazava ikar bedikasa b'tchilas yom harishon u'basof yom hashvi'i. Kidei shetei tkilas and salt in the Torah. Then baka ba'achas mehen farmar nashi Torah. So, push off the shav b'di'eved, b'di'eved, even if you only do one or seven, you're fine. The lechachila b'di'eved is b'tkilas yom arishon u'basof yom hashvi. Says more of a lechachila than just either day one or day seven, or even day one and day seven baboker. The lechachila shebidiyaved is day one in the morning, day seven in the evening, seeming to indicate Mereshes Moshe develops this little bit in Siman Kuf Kavav, Mereshes Moshe Kuf Kavav, but seeming to indicate that there is a certain notion of bookends of defining the Shivanakiyam, of setting aside the Shivanakiyam with Vedikos on either end.
What is that in there?
I'm sorry?
What is the inner having bookends as opposed to the middle?
So we're defining, again, this would fit in with that Chasson Sofer's idea that the point of Shivan Akiyam or the Vedikos of Shivan Akiyam is to concretize through a Maisa your awareness of these 7 days of Shivan Akiyam. So on a b'di'eved level, it's sufficient to do one b'dika. But on a chachilah b'di'eved level, the way you define these days as shivan akiyam in your consciences is to begin them with a b'dika and to end them with a b'dika. He suggests, the Mereshes Moshe, that maybe the basis of these two levels of B'di'eved is that maybe for the Ravid, the requirement of a daily B'dika is Dirabanan, whereas the requirement of a day one and day seven B'dika is Daraisa. I'm not sure that fits so smoothly because at the end of the day, the Ravid, at least B'di'eved, only requires a day one or day seven B'dika, not both. So maybe within that, so is there a lechachila d'oraisa? I'm not sure. Now, interestingly, I saw Rabbi Morgenstern Sefer, page Reish Lamed Beis, Pesachei Das, that He writes this himself. He doesn't quote Rav Yashiv as the source for this. But he writes himself that if a woman is only going to do a bedikas aleph zayin, which we'll talk about as we go on, under what circumstances, when that works, or should be done, if a woman is only going to do bedikas aleph zayin, so lechachila she should do the day one bedika in the morning and the day seven bedika in the evening. Or later in the day. He questioned the footnote. Rav Yashiv said it is difficult, so you can do it in the morning on day seven also. But that's curious why he assumes, I haven't found this in any of the other contemporary svarim, curious why he assumes that this rive would be lalacha. So in Lumbus, it's very appealing, and it's a nice perspective on Shivan Akiyam, but this rive is not quoted lalacha, as far as I know, elsewhere, and it's not reflected in other Rishonim. So curious why Rabbi Morgenstern assumes as a matter of halacha that the ideal, if a woman were to do a day one and day seven b'dika alone, would be to do the b'dika day seven in the afternoon. Practically speaking, is probably not so well advised, because if you're waiting on the day seven b'dika until later in the day, then your chances of missing it are much greater than if you do it when you get up in the morning and have the whole day ahead of you to remember. So if you're going, practically speaking, if you're going to delay, then you always run a higher risk of forgetting. But at least on a conceptual and practical lechachila level, interestingly, Rabbi Morgenstern is enamored enough by this ravid to suggest it lemaisa. Despite the fact that the Rashba, the Ravid, the Rush, assume the Rambam, around the end of Paragraph, assume that within our psak, like Reb Lazer, it's sofan afapi shein tchilasan, tchilasan afapi shein sofan like Rav, that we pass, they pass on like Rav, that a bedikas aleph is sufficient even without a bedikas ayin. A bedikas ayin is sufficient even without a bedikas aleph. Despite that fact, there are other Rishonim that disagree. The Agos Maimoni, Perek Vav Oz He, Perek Vav Oz He, quotes a Sefer Truma, arguing on the Rambam here, quotes Sefer Truma and the Smag, Hoel Velo Nisbar Halacha Kami, since it's not clear in the Gemara whether you pass in like Rav Reb Chanina, whether you pass in Kilasim Vesofim Beinan, or Sofan afi shein tchilasin, tchilasin afi shein sofan. Rai lahachmir kudu Reb Chanina, shelo yehe yoser mi chamisha yomim bein bedika lebedika. So since it's not clear in the Gemara how to paskin, it's appropriate to be machmir like the position of Reb Chanina and not to allow for a five-day window of no bedikas. So if you have bedikas on day one and day seven, you're fine. If you miss day one or day seven, you're not. Afalpi shalavar mashma dalacha karav ikalamidli. Even though the sugya leaves you with the impression that alacha karav, but it's not beferish. So the sefer truma of the smad and Rebbeinu Simcha and Tosos and Dazayim of days do masker blazer. Tosos Dazayim of days do masker blazer. These we shall well assume that you should be machmir for shitas of chanina and the bare minimum bedikos that are sufficient are Aleph Vizayin, not Aleph Ozai. And it's about this that Beis Yosef comments, since we're talking about a Chashash Kares, which was our starting point, what does that mean? That sounds like Tadiko Sara Deraisa. But the Beis Yosef writes, since we're talking about a Chashash Kares, then we should be Machmir, like these Bali Tosfos, against the Chachmei Svard, to only allow to require both Bedikas Aleph Zayin to the Eved, not to allow a Bedikas Aleph alone or Bedikas Zayin alone. So that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalid. B'chol Yom Yizayin Mei Esfir, Esfir Halios, Bodekas Zichafila Pamayim B'chol Yom, Achas Shachas V'achas Samuch Ben Shmashos, V'yim Lo Baka B'chol Hashiva Ela Pamachas, Losh Na Baka B'yom Rishon Shal Shiva, O B'yom Hashvi, O B'echa Me'yam Zayin, So, first day in Shulchan Aruch is like the Rambam, Rashba, Rush, Ravid. Aval lo baka b'chol zayin b'yom ha'shvi nebaka matzah Torah ein la'yom ches b'vad. Fine. The Yesh Omrim, the Bali Tosfos, shetzarech shetivdok b'yom rishon me'yashiva u'b'yom ha'shvi ve'ein la'hakel. So the Mechaber, as opposed to the normal Stam Yesh Omrim Halacha Kistam, here the Mechaber says clearly, emphatically, Ein Lahakel. So the Mechaber tells you, Lahalacha, you have to be Machmir for the position of the Bali Tosos, and a Bedikas Aleph L'chud, or Bedikas Zayin L'chud, is insufficient. Take a look at the Dargon Revava here on the side of the page. Or maybe some of you have on the bottom of the page. Dog Mirvava writes, Bayom Ashvi Ein Lahakel, the second position of Shulchan Aruch, said that's a smag. Yeah.
The Shulchan Aruch seems to lump together the writing of the Rashba. The Pamacha Shulchan Aruch, Obi Yom Ashvi, Obi Yachem Emzai.
Yeah, the Mechaber passed inside the right, that Emzai is good. Oh, sorry. I mean, sorry, the Mechaber on the first day.
And that's what I'm saying, we don't ever saw the Rambam or the Rashba ever said that.
Correct. That's correct. When I said Rambam and Rosh Ravid was talking about the Aleph versus Zayin issue, you're correct. The Mechaber Paskins like the Ravid, or like the Rashba on the Migrated level, that Bedikas Emsai works as well. Okay, sorry for not being clear. So Dalton Rivera writes over here, Zedas a Smag. He quotes the Smag, which we saw quoted in the Sefer Truma before, in the Hagos Maimi before from the Sefer Truma, same position. Vimkein, afilu lo badka b'yom rishon, u'badka b'echa miyamim ha'insayim, v'gam b'yom ha'shvi, gam ha'smag modish alula. That since the smag and the sefer Torah emphasize that you can't have 5 days without bedikos, so the reason you need day 1 and day 7 is because that you can't have more than 5 days without bedikos. The reason you need day 1 and day 7 is that way you only have 5 days without bedikos. But if you got 6 days without bedikos, that wouldn't work. So if that's the case, says the Dogma Mervava, let's say you did a bedika on day 1 and a bedika on day 3. Sorry. Let's say you did a bedika on day 3 and a bedika on day 7. That would work. Because you don't have a break of 5 days without bedikas. Yeah, so Dogma Rava thinks that even according to the Smag, even according to the Machmirim, it's only a problem if you have day 1 without day 7, day 7 without day 1. But if you're missing day 1 and you do day 3 and day 7, that would be sufficient, because you don't have a 5-day break of no bedikos. You don't have more than 5 days without bedikos. Take a look at the Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Vav. Piskei Tshuva quotes this Dogma Revava, and then he quotes that the Nod Mihuda in Tshuvos seems to contradict what he writes over here. Tshuvos Nod Mihuda Tinyana Chelev Yaradeya Simen Kuf Kav Ches. Kasav Sham didak, read it from the Piskei Tshuva, take a look. Kasav Sham didak barishon ushvi b'inan, abel invadka derech mashal barishon ubashlishi lo mahani. But if you were to check on day 1 and day 3, that wouldn't work. Vena yechola litbol bashvi. So the Piskei Tshuva presents this as a stira between what the Nod Mehuda writes in the Dogma Revava and what he writes in the Tshuvas. Rabbi Karp suggests that maybe it's not a stira. He says, if you read carefully, Mishmaras HaTara, page Kuf Lamed Gimel, page Kuf Lamed Gimel. If you read carefully, what case does the Dogma Revava say works? What case does Dogma Revava say works?
Day 3 and 7.
Day 3 and day 7. And what case does Nod Mehuda say doesn't work? Day 1 and day 3. What's the difference? What's the difference between day 3 and day 7 or day 1 and day 3? So Rabbi Karp has the following analysis, which is based on a few shitas in Rishonim that the Badei Shulchan already zeroes in on. The Badei Shulchan, Rabbi Karp curiously doesn't quote the Badei Shulchan here, but the Badei Shulchan in Beurim on page Shin. Badei Shulchan Beurim page Shin points out the following, that there are a number of Rishonim that indicate that even if we pass in Chilasan Ach Bishein Sofan, even if we pass them that a bedikas aleph works without a bedikas zayin, you still need a bedika before going to the mikvah. So you don't necessarily need a formal bedika on day 7, but you need a bedika at the end before she goes to the mikvah. So writes the Ramban, for example, Perek Beis Halacha Kaf, Badka Biyama Aleph. The Shuv Lo Badka Kol Zayin. A woman does a bedika on day 1, and she doesn't do any more bedikas for the rest of the Shiva Nakim. She doesn't do a bedika on day 7. Bodekes Bishas Tevila Vidaya. She does a bedika before she goes to the mikvah, and that's sufficient. So even though we pass in day one alone is enough, it's not fully true. Day one alone is enough as far as the formal count of bedikos, but she still needs to do bedika before she goes to the mikvah after she finishes her shiva nekiyah. Baal Shulchan points out that the Ozaru writes this way. Siman Shin Mem Aleph. Rabbi Carpenter presents it, says, Eschavana Shimasasi, I found this amazing Ozaru. It sounds like no one ever saw this Ozaru before. Baal Shulchan quotes the same Ozaru in the same context. Baal Shulchan writes, the Ozaru writes, Siman Shin Mem Aleph. The Hecha Shabaka Atma Yom Rishon Yom Hashmini Umatas Torah. That where she does the bedik on day one and day eight, the shara yom lo batka, and she didn't do bedikah the other days, if ligu peritinokas, that's armach logos rabbi chanina. So he presents a dafka, where does Rav say it works, kilas rabbi shein sofan, where you did a bedik on day one and day eight. So you need to do bedik on day eight, you need to do bedik on the end, even though it's not part of the shivan akiyah. If you didn't do that bedikah, doesn't work. So it's as far as the formal count of Shiva Nekiyim, it's sufficient to do Bedikah on day one. But you still need to do another Bedikah before going to the mikvah. So based on this analysis, Rabbi Karp says, maybe the Don Behud is consistent between the Dagla Revava and the Chulis. Where you do Bedikah on day one and day three, that doesn't work because you would still need to do Bedikah before you go to the mikvah. You still need bedikah at the end. If you did bedikah on day 3 and day 7, that does work because that bedikah on day 7 constitutes the bedikah before tevila. So in Echanami, if you did a bedikah on day Aleph, Gimel, and Ches, that would work. If you did bedikah on day 1 and day 3, even though the Nod Behuda writes 1 and 3 doesn't work, that's not the full picture. 1 and 3 will work if you do another bedikah basof. Because even if you didn't do bedikah on day 7, you can still save yourself. You can do bedikah after day 7 on day 8 and then go to the mikvah. If you did a bedikah on day 3 and day 7, that alone is sufficient because you did a bedikah at the end of the process. Okay, we're out of time. Next time, Yirtzeh Hashem, we will finish up the bedieved situations of Shiva Nekiyim. Then we'll have to talk about the Vilna Tzaka and some other assorted Shiva Nekiyim halachas. I'll try to send you out some more marmakamos now.
Is that also Shalom Rama, potentially?
Yes, so Rabbi Shulchan says, sorry, the Rabbi Karp says,